Anyone with a green shirt is Team Beer Mongers. What's that?
Terry's
on right now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't actually met him. I should start watching. I'm not going to be cheering. I'm going to
Hannah, his is last name.
Ed Hannah?
Ed Hannah is here, yes. Ed Hannah is here. He's hanging out with Team Beer Mongers.
I need some food. I have a pizza.
Oh, yeah, we got to...
Whatever. Yeah, I got some vegetables we can grill, too.
Nice.
In fact, I should close my bag.
Which sometimes, if it's like at the right time, that would help
yep.
a lot. I'm gonna like form my hands
next to a grill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just stand next to the grill.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this works perfectly. I've got the thing in my ear,
yeah.
so I can kind of hear the feedback.
Oh, cool.
And it's totally picking everything
Terry
up.
Terry should like be coming up.
Oh, nice.
Brian just went.
Yeah. What's the best place to stand?
Right by the grill.
Oh, right by the fire.
Yeah. Nice.
What's up, man?
Yeah. How you doing?
Is that a real chain?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You gotta tie the wolf up at night. Oh, look at all these veggies.
Also first aid kit.
Just nice. In case, you never know.
Yeah, we
can you grill it?
This is the...
Have you seen this yet?
No, I haven't seen it in person.
Oh, yeah, this guy yet. Right.
This is your profound experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, Terry!
This is a pretty, I mean, I guess mud is kind of the point, right? But it's pretty slick out here.
It is. Looks very rooty, too. All these, let's go through the trees here.
Aaron, you were saying that you saw somebody wipe, or like it happens fairly often.
There's a few times even in this race. There's a couple, like I didn't see because I was standing over here.
Yeah.
But you'll just hear like, ooh, from the crowd. There's a jump like basically directly across from us right here.
Once we get that one nice
that
and
one
solid,
going?
We'll be, yeah.
Yeah, this is breakfast. I realized I didn't
see
who I ran into.
Who?
Black, yeah. We're going right now.
Oh, really? Oh, is she racing, or is she just here hanging out?
She's just hanging out.
Nice. Right, so I haven't seen her for a while.
I was like, surprised to see her, and I go like, are you racing?
Right.
She's like, oh, no,
gonna have
no,
a
no.
good old sneezing going on.
Oh, yeah, what's that? What?
I was popping Ring ride, I think.
Oh, okay.
To get here, because I got the invite, but we weren't going to be in town for that ride, so... I didn't go, but I should have told you
well,
about
just
it.
Kind of, like,
that's all right.
Next time,
she
on
says
Facebook.
She's been listening
really
to the podcast.
One day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is Sean riding today? Does he,
no,
does he race?
He
no.
I don't think he rides. I think.
I had this terrible dream that he was selling Beer Mongers.
That he was selling it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like two nights ago, and it was like this really vivid dream where like I woke up and I remembered like he was like, I'm out of this. I'm done with this business. And he, like, sold his, I don't know, if like, he co-owns it or whatever,
yeah,
but,
yeah,
like, in my dream, the other guy that owned it with him was like, oh, it's my store now. And I was Sean's Uber driver.
Okay.
I was, like, waiting for him to load all of his stuff up.
Oh.
And he was apologizing to me because it was taking so long to get all of his stuff out of the store. And I was like, don't worry, I'm getting paid. The clock's running. Which
meter's on.
It seems kind of uncharitable. Given the situation.
Hey, that's what he gets for selling the place.
I know.
In your dream.
I know. But I was glad to wake up and find that it was just a dream. You know, I bumped into him before the podcast on Monday.
Terry?
Because I was going down, yeah. And he was like, looking forward to seeing you at the thing.
I don't care.
I'm glad we actually got to see him ride. So here's like the whole crew's coming back for a second pass, or a third, or fourth, or fifth, or whatever. So green shirts.
Is this a new race?
That's a good question.
These look like all new people.
Yeah.
Your helmet's undone, guy. Is this like exhibition?
The bikes all look pretty clean. comparatively.
Yeah, so it's got to be a new race. These cats don't look outfitted either.
Right, is this just like people interested in the course riding the course?
Maybe so. Let me get the Terry real quick.
I guess we'll know if we see him or not. Is that Jocelyn?
No. No, that's not.
Never mind.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see her.
She looks similar to Jocelyn.
There was a couple ladies running in this last heat with the guys.
Yeah. Is it? Because a lot of races are broken down by gender, right? But this,
I think it is. I think it is.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny because, like, when you start looking at, like, just masses and crowds of people, there are only, like, a certain number of, like, face types or whatever.
Right.
And so you can, like, look at somebody and be like, oh, that person kind of looks like this other person that I know.
Everyone looks like each other.
Yeah. Unless they're legitimately not human.
Yeah.
Happy day off.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. It's been a pretty decent one so far. Yeah, this apparently is just like
anybody
anyone
can go
can
in.
Ride.
You should take that your bike in there.
With the 22-inch slick
yeah,
wheels.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to... Well, wait, did you bring your small one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Because Terry was racing, so I brought the Terry.
Oh, I get it. Wait, did you reference that earlier?
No.
Okay.
I referenced... Not that specifically. I referenced the Terry as in my bike.
Okay, yeah. No, that's what I thought. Like, you compared the two or made the connection.
I didn't yet. There, this guy's ready to roll. Look at
Seriously,
that.
Seriously, the balance bike?
You got it! All right!
I love it.
Maybe get him some cleats or something.
If I... Yeah, exactly. He's not clipped into a scoop bike. If I have kids, I'm making them do this.
Do cyclocross or kid cross?
Yeah.
There's a kid course up there.
Oh, nice.
Actually.
I was telling Adele on the way in that it's funny how when you show up fully loaded with panniers and stuff, even at a bicycling event, people look at you like you're crazy.
Oh. Like, try showing up on a mini bike.
Yeah.
I was like weaving in and out of like all the parking spots and like, the reactions were like varied between like quizzical to like angry.
Who's the clown bike?
Yeah, yeah. That guy should not be here.
I like to go for a long time, but I'm not.
It's a good exercise in in-group, out-group.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Examination of thoughts. Because there's no good reason for there to be an in or out-group, but it's like the human brain wants to categorize things.
Yeah. Yeah!
I like the dad. Just I'm assuming that's dad.
Yeah.
Unless it's a creepy adult, but just like running, running behind the kid. Hey, how's it going, Beth?
Good. How are you? Happy fall.
Good. Yeah. Wow. I've got my recorder on, just for full disclosure, so you know.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So if you're uncomfortable with being on the record, I can turn it off.
I don't care.
But do you race as well?
I used to race.
Yeah.
I don't anymore because it's not conducive to my new career. Yeah, 38 Jesus degrees in rain and sideways. It's just not
good for the voice.
Singing voice.
Yeah.
So.
No.
I actually hung in there an additional season for short track because I love short track best of all.
Yeah.
I mean, cyclocross is too much like road in the mud. I'm just trying to keep my face away from that. Brilliant heat trailer here.
Isn't that beautiful?
Try to keep your face away.
Yeah, well.
Is that a leaf?
Oh, certainly.
Where? Oh, yeah, it totally is a leaf.
Pretty cool. You know what? I'm going to stand over here.
This reminds me of those old school movies when people see shore, like in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
And then, like, they go into the little tent.
A little cloth
and
tent.
And then take the tank, like, come
back. Have you walked the rest of the course?
No, just got here, like, 15 minutes ago.
Hilarious.
We've been here since.
Oh, yeah?
If you go down to where the team beer tent is, it's...
Oh, yes. I almost wiped that.
And then,
just walking.
Go,
oh,
just where walking. Is it? Oh, gosh. Over by... Crap. It's like over by... you just keep going that way, and these guys are coming around and doing this thing, and then coming around and going that way. And it's like you have to run the whole thing now because it's so muddy.
Ah, like there's no staying on your wheels.
It's pretty sloppy out there.
Yeah. I was watching people coming around this corner, and it's like you can't take that with any appreciable speed because...
Well, really, this would be great on a single-speed bike.
Yeah. You guys did a Koppenuring ride, right?
I did. Some other friends said, we're going out early to watch our friends race at like 9.
Oh, okay.
So I met them here.
Gotcha. Because I think I got an invite from you, and I wanted to go.
Right, no,
but we were
fine.
In Camas this morning, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were shooting to get here at 11 so we could see Terry from Beer Mongers. But we got here, like, not too long ago.
Okay.
We're about an hour behind what I had thought. Things take longer than you think they will.
Always.
Yeah.
But life is treating you well?
Life is good, yeah. Yeah. It's always, like, whenever the winter hits... I feel like I don't do anything because I always want to be home by the time the sun goes down or whatever.
Right.
And then I guess this is the time of year where the sun goes down before, before I even get done with work.
Yeah.
So the commute home is in the dark and then it's already dark and then it feels like I should just go to bed or whatever. So I don't get out much in the winter. And the older I get, the less, like, social I feel. Like, it used to be like, I want to go and meet people at a bar or something, and now I'm like, I want to go home.
I want to go home, put my feet up.
Yeah.
When I'm really old, it's going to be, I want to go home, put my feet up, and watch Antiques Roadshow.
There you go.
Yeah, right?
Do you watch that now?
I do.
Okay.
It's cool.
I feel like
I'm a lifelong picker.
Yeah.
Since I was like 11 or 12, I've been like buying stuff on the cheap and, wow.
What happened?
Please tell me that's not the full weight.
Oh, the chain?
That's a serious fashion accessory.
You got to lift that chain and see how heavy it is.
Oh, good Lord. I'm sure it's, please tell me it's not real.
I was really, I was fooled.
I'm impressed. Nice paint.
Because I wanted to, you know how like you gauge the strength of your lift?
Right, your neck.
To what you expect to carry?
Yeah.
So I was,
I should walk around like a
sweet. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. What you prove, man. Life is super successful. Oh my God, voodoo.
Yeah, yep. It's a dangerous thing.
I haven't ridden enough. Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, this is happening.
We are so getting a picture of this.
Are those our sausages?
Like so
and they're being cooked on a shovel.
Yeah.
And there's an onion on the shovel.
Oh, that's cool.
What a great idea. Have you done this before?
Yeah. I haven't cooked much vegetarian stuff. This stuff cooks pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are these your vegetarian sausages?
No. Those are your guys.
Oh, okay.
Little high heat there, I think, on those guys.
That's incredible.
That's beautiful.
I never want to cook anything any other way now.
Dude, I've been cooking for the last couple of months, like 3 out of the 7 days a week on the shovel.
That's pretty fun.
Partially because I have a couple of people living at my house that just keep hogging the kitchen.
Right, right. I never considered, like, I knew that you guys would go out and, like, grill outside, like, often, but I never considered that you could just do that at home whenever you wanted to.
Yeah, since I got this thing, it's just
a nice,
it's parked in the backyard there. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's delicious.
Oh, why didn't I do that? You can just take the ear and put it straight on, so long as you don't peel it and, like, it's nice and wet. Yeah, yeah.
But the other way is to just, you know.
Yeah.
You tin foil corn with potatoes. You wait till the coals get down, and then you just stuff them in the holes and let them sit.
Yeah, I brought potatoes. You can do that.
Wrap them up.
Little small ones.
Heat them up.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so cool.
I want to do this now. This is like...
Woo!
See, I might be able to use some of this.
I was going
to
say, is this a culinary shovel or is it like just a shovel?
A culinary shovel.
Yeah, this one's just getting to be seasoned, so it's not really at that level yet.
Right, like you would with a skillet.
Well, I've got another one at home, but it's my roommate's, so I
right.
Try not to use our shovel so much.
Oh, I was digging this. Wow.
Yeah, once you get, it depends on what I'm cooking. Like for these vegetarian ones, they definitely require a little lower heat. So I'll do them up right here.
I think these are meat.
That is meat. Yeah.
Oh, these ones are?
I think so.
Aren't they? They're the ones you guys brought.
Yeah, we brought meat. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm not so picky that like my vegetables can't also share.
Well, I've got the vegetarian shovel here. There is. If you want to be vegetarian, like straight up vegetarian stuff, you know that one.
I might.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about. I mean, this is like the 5 second.
Right.
you just burn it off.
It's a nice thing about fire.
You know what? I think it would be really cool to make bread out here.
Yeah, like fry bread or flatbread.
Yeah.
Or you know what? In a French oven, in a Dutch oven.
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, if you could just throw a Dutch oven, like, right underneath,
like underneath
right
the
there.
Barrel?
Yeah.
Because there's heat below.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As above,
well,
so
what
below.
What you do is you start it in here, and then you take the top off and stick it under there
to
brown
the top.
There you go, brown
the
top. A little bit.
Yeah. Look at this lady. She knows what's up.
Oh, look at this. Very nice.
I like that there is a vegetarian shovel.
Well, you know, you gotta be consistent. You know,
you do.
Considering
no, that's very nice.
But
so is this, the construction around the back here, is that new since you got the barrel?
I built it for Grilled by Bike too. So after the Oregon Outback, I built this.
Right, because all the pictures I recall, you had a similar setup to this, but not this. I love the skid plating.
Yeah, heat shield.
That's beautiful.
Otherwise I'd be melting my tire.
Oh, right. You gotta, There are so many considerations when you're carrying
thing,
fire.
Yeah, it did require a bit of R&D. This thing used to be like this high,
uh-huh.
and it swung a lot more, and it just like, I couldn't even drive it out of my bike.
Right.
I love this too. Yeah.
JP's rig is pretty great.
That's a swing bike.
Oh, hence the gi lines, right?
Yeah.
I gotta ask him about that. It's, JP, can you describe the setup here for me?
Absolutely. So this is, I've had this bike for a couple of years now, and it's a swing bike with a front-mounted grill on it. Basically, hard to keep it from tipping over.
Right.
So what I've done is stake it out with four ropes with tent stakes, and then that ended up being a tripping hazard for people. So now I have four orange cones to go around it.
That's absolutely beautiful.
And yeah,
when I first saw it, I thought the cones were just because there was fire.
Right.
But it turns out,
it is a bit of a hazard. I've had it tip over a few times. So
yeah, is that because it's a swing bike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swing bikes, like you have to park it at an angle, kind of crooked, to get a flat grill.
Yeah.
And everybody, when there's a lot of people around drinking, tends to get run.
Things can happen.
Over. Yeah, exactly.
So the gi lines kind of keep it together.
Yeah, so far, actually it's kind of loose right now, but so far I have yet to tip it over, knock on wood, with the guy lines.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But, yeah.
Is that a custom coffee cup holder, or is that just a...
No.
Is it PDW?
I actually bought it. I don't know.
It's really shiny. It's pretty. I bought the one from PDW, and at some point, I think the screw, like, stripped out as I was tightening it. Maybe I was overzealous or something. So I need to get another one or find a way to make the old one work.
I mean, this one, I've gone through a couple variations, and this one is probably your best bet, just as because like the plastic ones, I've had trouble with them, like either not staying level or the
gears
flying out.
Sure, they flake apart or whatever.
Yep. Essential piece of equipment right there.
I realized at a certain point that the one that I had was also, it had the tilt in there, so it was good for like a contoured cup,
exactly,
but not just for like a can of something.
Yep.
So, because I think, doesn't PDW also makes the one that's shaped like a bird, but it has like a little catch at the bottom so you could put a can of something in there.
Okay.
I think.
I'm not familiar with it, but yeah.
That would be the one I would get next if I bought new equipment or new gear.
Yeah. Cool. So doing a live episode?
Just recording, seeing what we find.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of grilled.
I figured it'd
style.
Be easier to just let it run.
Yep.
Sometimes you get better material that way as opposed to if you like set it up and you're like, now we're on, now we're off.
Exactly.
I think it's easier to stay.
Doing it on the Outback, every time something hilarious would happen and we'd be like, why aren't we recording?
Why didn't we get
You just gotta leave it around.
Wasn't there was something in there about like, you know, you guys referenced like being hilarious.
Okay.
Or like we were hilarious just a minute ago.
Right.
Or something like that. Well, do you know what the schedule's like today? Like, are they going all afternoon, or?
I know nothing about it, honestly, but I know the...
I'm here for the grill.
The A team runs for, like, an hour.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see those guys just, like, shred it and get exhausted.
Those are the professionals?
Yeah, they're the fast guys. The fast people.
You eat a hot dog, you might as well take it. So, Anne, you're gonna live with us for 2 months?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah. Our house is.
I'm glad you're excited.
Oh, wow, okay.
We're gonna expect you to cook us amazing meals all the time.
You're gonna make us soup.
On a shovel.
What happens after 2 months?
We don't know. No.
I don't know either.
We're buying in clothes.
We're all joining the rest.
We're buying in
no longer afford to live here.
Well. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I have been lucky that my job has provided me with housing for the past 2.5 years.
You haven't paid rent
but
forever.
Now, it's taken out of my check.
Yeah.
Oh, you
like,
do?
Yeah, it's like
$100. I was going to say, it's like market rate or less.
Yeah, it's way less. But yeah, so the problem is like now I got to live in the real world. I'm no longer going to be working at that place at the end of the year.
Yeah. I'm excited for your, like, I'm excited for you to get weekends
off. I'm both excited and nervous. I want to be a mailman.
Huh?
I want to be a mailman.
Oh! There's so many, like, younger postal service workers. Well, this is the time
that's
of year
the
to
problem.
Get on. Oh, it's the time of year to get on with them this part-time. Like, I swear, like, every other male person is a hipster. Like, it's really weird.
Since I'm only going to be there for a couple months.
Oh. What would you do otherwise? No, but it'd be cool.
You know, like, I'm coming in. This is my couch.
Oh,
I'm going to put this poster up.
Uh-huh.
You know, the cat with
we can
with
allow
the
you. We can allow
right
you, like, here. We can allow you one. No, but we're saying, too, like, you could, like, Anna could come over whenever she wanted. You know? We can, it'll be cool to see you guys.
It'll be a party.
If you want, if you don't want, that's okay, too.
If you don't want Anna come over, she doesn't have to.
You guys and Jeff talked about rent at all?
No, not yet, specifically. I know he was willing to pay, like, wow, that's a really hot blast there. He was willing to pay, like, all of the rent if nobody took the room.
Okay.
I would imagine he's certainly open to splitting the cost,
you
know,
open
like.
To, like, a third to a
can
half,
I grab my bun?
Depending on
oh.
Grab your own bun.
Hey, yo.
Yeah!
These kids are so young.
Take the little bump there.
Oh, the root, yeah. Just they're hopping over it.
Oh, no. Across. There's the actual barrier.
I need to go see that.
And those kids are freaking fearless. Get these nice and brown on top and they'll be ready.
Oh, thank you.
You got it.
I got the boots, too, but this is plenty good right here, so I got the big rangers.
You didn't by chance bring, like, salt and pepper, did you?
No, I'm sorry.
That's all right. One thing I forgot.
I was. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
that shit.
Nicely done.
Wait, what's the lighter colored one? Is that a?
It's a summer squash.
Summer squash. Okay.
So the green is zucchini.
Zucchini
and
yeah. That is a fair amount of pull.
That's all right.
It's gonna give it character and flavor.
It's mesquite, man.
Yeah.
Well, let's burn off some of that. What's that?
That's like, you gotta remember that anytime you eat something that's like flavored chipotle or mesquite or whatever. It's like, this tastes like, you know, smoke and ash.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's a great flavor.
Anna's housewarming, we played this game.
Oh, yeah.
Where you like pit two ideas against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, the whole room argues which is better. And so, like, one was, is it boogers? Or earwax, which is better to have?
Better to have.
Better to have.
That's a good question.
I love earwax. It's just the excuse to like get both Q-tips in at the same time and just like.
Well, that feels good. Well, that feels good. Earwax is generally just earwax.
I love it.
Right.
Yeah. Boogers. I know. Depending on where you're at. I'm not breathing.
Yeah, you know,
there's more nuance.
And the argument I made was like, yeah, man, like, if you're like camping or whatever, you get one out, that's mesquite.
I feel like my technique isn't as okay, but it's worth it.
So you're arguing the relative merits based on consumption.
And just like,
what's that?
Based on consumption?
I mean, yeah.
It's just like,
like boogers taste better than earwax does?
Yeah, put that one on the sound right there.
Not that I would know.
It's a matter of taste, like, I suppose.
Right, right.
Oh, man. Two at once. A little double.
Are you going to grill a pear?
Let's see if we can just roast a pear in the skin.
I'm not sure if I've ever had grilled pear.
Like, would you rather sweat cheese or jam flag? Like, those kind of questions. What are you talking about for hours?
All right, I'm going to try one of these.
Absolutely. I'm going to go get another layer. I'll be back.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
So you just got to kind of wipe it off. And then...
Yeah.
Well done.
That was good.
It's all soft. Is it the, like it's got just a little bit of crunch left, but not too much?
Mm-hmm. Take a piece.
May I?
Yeah. You know me, I don't buy food for myself.
Everybody.
That's glorious.
And I'm good.
Dude, this is why, I don't know, it depends on who you're talking to, but like, I think vegetables are just as good as meat in many occasions.
Uh-oh.
There goes a pear.
Come on,
baby.
I just closed your bag, Aaron.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Yeah.
Get me some coffee.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You should have a piece of coffee. Come back.
Doesn't know anybody. He's like, I want to stand by that fire for a minute. Just as long as it takes to go around it.
It was a bunch of young ones doing that.
Yeah.
As soon as the fire was done, the fire was started.
Some parts of us never grow up.
Wow.
I think, yep. Yes, absurdity. That's what cyclocross is all about, right? I mean, depends on who you ask, I'm sure.
That's what I kind of wanted to figure out and come here today. I haven't been to a cross race before.
Yeah, neither have I.
On form on your nose?
What's your impression?
I don't know, I haven't been here very long.
Yeah.
I used to mountain bike with guys who did cross, and they were always really slow. So I couldn't figure out why. It was just weird. They were really slow mountain bikers.
Uh-huh.
But they loved cross.
Okay.
Cross is all about going fast on a track.
Right.
But you can't really lean.
You can't. No, it's like all the traction. All the traction.
Unless you get like tires that have tread all the way around. There's a few that do that.
Good, but
you got it. There you go.
I was thinking if you do wipe out here, it's not kind of as high stakes as a mountain biking thing either. You could go a little faster.
Well,
depending, I suppose.
Depends how serious you are about your time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And most people that are serious about cross are serious about time.
Exactly. There's not many fun shenanigans, I don't think.
Boo!
Man, these drops are getting huge. I gotta, like, pack this away.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to borrow a thing? I'm trying to think of what I have that I can offer you. I think I have like a base layer.
Oh, okay.
Well, you need to wrap up and warm up or something. Yeah.
I'm gonna go find somewhere where I can drop some weight.
Okay. I saw a couple of those weight stations around here. Good luck.
Feel free to
engage with the pair. Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got our vegetarian stuff on.
It's nice down here now.
Yeah, it's better than it was, wet-wise.
Yeah. Cool.
I need to warm my feet up a little bit. That's the one downside of these boots is that they don't really keep any sort of heat in.
No, my rubber rain boots don't do that. That's why these are insulated.
Yeah. I thought about packing my thick socks, and I kind of wish I did now.
Yeah,
hey, brother. Oh, that feels so good.
Hey, man.
Yo, what's
how are
up,
you?
Bro? Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. You look great out there.
Thank you.
Hang on. Let me pull this thing out. I had it in my coat pocket because of the wet.
Yeah.
So you're being recorded.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. How did it feel?
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to other races you've done this season.
Yeah. Lots of like on and off the bike. Don't really know where the bike's going.
Yeah.
So it's super slippery.
Did you wipe out this time?
I wiped out several times.
Nice.
I'm proud to say. I got some mud.
Are you wearing pants right now?
I am still have my shorts on. They're going to be disappearing here shortly.
Yeah. Get under some darn gear.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's all, like, wet again.
Hey, you can make this an interview booth.
Yeah.
No, just
there was some of that in there. What's the roasted pear like?
Oh, great.
It's just warm, right?
You should have some.
Yeah.
Have some while it's still warm.
Right.
Yeah, it's actually it's awesome.
So you just put them up so you feel the hot air.
It's all like ashy.
No. Yeah, hot pear is good. The sun is back. What's up? It's Ed, right?
Yeah, Brad.
Yeah, good to see you again.
How are you, man?
Pretty
good.
Good
to see you.
Welcome to the cross. You're on Team Beermongers, right?
Yeah, I'm injured this year. My foot has been injured.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
So not a good time to cross race for you.
No, not particularly. But it's still nice to come out.
I got the tape rolling, just so you know, if that's cool.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually hoping to like get out and do another episode with you guys. Yeah, it was so much fun.
You know, I thought about you the other day because I was like, oh, it's been about a year since you came in. So
yeah,
and we had talked about having you on again. So
oh, I would love to, man. Yeah. I would love to. What? I kind of wasn't sure if that was a thing. Like,
oh no, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, I know there are some shows that I listen to where they don't do repeats. They're like, we don't have people back because. Yeah.
Well, so one guy that commented on the episode was like, you should have him back.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, yeah.
As it should be.
I will come back.
Totally, yeah. So no races this season for
possible. So I raced Alpenrose day one,
okay.
And it tweaked my foot, which was already
hurting. Is that where
hurting.
It happened?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No, I was like, I can do this, no problem.
Yeah.
And then I got out there, and Sunday I was like, nope, can't do this, big problem. And since then, I've tried, like, self-medicating, like, oh, I'm a doctor, so
right.
I take pressure off. Oh, it hurts. Well, put pressure on. Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
I'll try different things, and nothing works. So
okay.
Now I just started an acupuncture program.
Oh.
And then dude on the team, Sam, said he knows a good physical therapist.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to try that as
get
well.
Get it addressed somehow.
Yep. Yeah, because it's really frustrating to, like, come out and cheer and not race.
Well, and yeah, you'd like to be out there doing it. I'm
I want to like I want to be covered in mud
right.
when I race.
You
like,
can still be covered in mud. Like you could probably make that happen.
I want to earn the mud. I want to earn the mud. I want to earn the mud and the beers and
yeah.
the food
yeah.
and just come out and like you know that's part of it. Because for me, like I'm not winning races. That's
right.
not what it's about.
It's not
know?
About the. It's not about the. Well, it's about the glory. It's not about the placement.
It's about coming out and putting the. Everyone that goes out there is putting in way more effort than the people here are.
Yeah.
And you should at least you can salute that at the end of the day.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll at least earn the beer that I'm about to slam. And
yeah.
So it's hard to come out and cheer and not. It's frustrating for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To know it's an injury, not a choice.
Right. Right.
So.
You might be breaking down.
Well, you should be ready by next season, right?
That is like my number one focus.
Yeah.
For like between now and then.
Right.
And I think I'm going to try and get in on some of the earlier. There's a single. What do they call it? Short track.
Okay.
Short track racing.
Yeah.
Just to get the endurance up so that I mean, at this point, I think honestly, if I showed up today and was like, oh, I'm feeling half enough okay. I mean, this course would destroy me.
It
just
seems,
destroy
yeah.
destroy
yeah.
me.
Well, it's not even, like, it's muddy, but, and I guess there is that segment over there I can see, and I haven't walked the whole course
Well,
yet,
so there's a section over there that's just demoralizing.
Yeah.
So I think it's the goal of the course designers to give you enough places to get momentum and then get enough places to take away that momentum.
To build your hopes up
yeah,
and then to crush them.
Dude, I'm actually going good, and then they're hairpin
yeah.
turning you, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
dude. So this part over there was normally like this big snaky S-curve,
uh-huh.
you know? So you could run up and hop down and run up and hop down, and
yeah.
you know? But now they made it so you go up and then it kind of just goes over on this off-camber section. It looks miserable, wonderfully miserable.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks like they really exploited people's comfort with how this usually is set up.
Right.
They're like, no. Not this year, guys. You're going to get it. So, I wish I was out there, falling down, covered in mud.
You'll be back. You'll be back soon, I'm sure.
I will. I really will. I can't wait.
What do you do in the off season? I mean, is there, like you mentioned, trying to do some racing and whatnot to
well,
keep your skills up or whatever?
So the Mongers have, you know, usually some barrier practice.
Okay.
Where we'll get together and throw some barriers out in the park and just do some stuff.
Is that like lifting over? Like, yeah.
They'll put the barriers up and, yeah, run over and then run around. We'll set up a little... and that's ideal, but if
yeah.
not, everybody seems to kind of, I mean, well, you know, Terry does crazy stuff.
And yeah.
Everybody just kind of seems to do what they need to do to keep the stamina up there.
Right.
And then short track comes in, and as I understand, I need a different bike for that, which
okay.
is fine, because I like bikes. I don't
it's
mind
okay,
having
yeah.
bikes.
It's not a problem to have another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I need another one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get another
one. Go ahead.
I'll be back, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get another one. So, short track is a little more... is a little more... front suspension.
Okay.
Is what you kind of need for it, because they do like dry washboardy type of stuff.
Okay,
where
right.
If you had a stiff front, it's gonna be
like all that would go right into your
arms.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be awful.
Break you.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So that seems, as I can understand it, is the run up to then the cyclocross seasons that.
Right.
You know, there's four major series that.
I have not had a beer yet.
Has no one invited you to have a beer?
No.
Wait a minute,
no.
Man.
Should I?
Do you not like beer anymore?
I do
yeah,
like beer.
Yeah, what's up? You don't...
That Celestial looks pretty good.
All right. It's all
May I?
Is the Adele one?
Probably. Let me ask.
Yeah.
Hey, Adele. Do you want a beer? Okay. Yeah, cool. I guess she does. Thanks, man.
Well. All right.
It would be, it seems like, yeah, it would be a little untoward to be at the beer monger's tent without having a beer.
Yeah.
At least one.
I mean, if that was your personal decision, there's no judgment here.
Right.
Not criticizing.
I had maybe just a little bit too much last night, and so it didn't sound good right away.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I'm at the point where I could drink again.
Sometimes
okay
you need
that.
To, like, just crush over that threshold. And
right.
Just, you know, doesn't sound good, but by the third, it'll sound good.
Right.
It will.
This guy over here with the camera has amazing plastic wrap around it. Like, the entire camera is kind of taped up and bagged up, except for
where?
The lens. He's over in the black hat over there by the west.
Oh, yeah,
the
just
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah?
I built
oh, nice.
A photo studio for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's got an infinity room now. He's shooting all the bike products.
Infinity room. Is that where it's, like, just white?
Turf corners.
White out?
White. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Biggest one in the world.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. We didn't even know it when we were building it. It's like, well, we've got... Got 20 feet by 17 feet. Let's fill it all up.
Yeah.
And then it goes up 12 feet. Tall,
right.
So
and like, then you can have like professional looking website photos where it's
yeah,
like
they
just
yeah.
the product, nothing else.
Yeah. I could roll my truck in there and shoot
yeah.
if I wanted.
Wow.
You should. You should sometimes.
My truck driving into nothing.
Well, then you could like, what, the green screen it or whatever onto
yeah,
other stuff?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, they do all sorts of fancy stuff in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Sweet. Cool. And they call it an infinity room.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Or a psych wall. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
wait, psych wall?
Psych wall
or like
infinity.
Psychs you out?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Like psychology? Like,
oh,
like this
yeah.
makes you...
Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea, really. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
It feels like
appreciate
it's a room,
it.
Except now it feels like it's not a room. Yeah.
Right,
man.
Right.
What is going on here?
Psych.
So tell me about the experience, man. You, this is the end of the season, right?
Well, next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's one more race at Kruger's, the end of this series.
Kruger on Sauvy Island? Yeah.
Next Sunday, yeah.
Have you done that one before?
Oh, yeah. We do it every year. I make fondue for, like, the whole team.
Really?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a fun course. It's, you know, because that's right at water level there. Like, obviously, it's an island.
Yeah.
So it just takes a little bit of rain, and the water table
and
comes up, and
mud
it makes
everywhere.
Muddy as all get up.
Because they have a levee, but it's not like... Is Sabi Island, is it like
it
artificially?
It is, totally,
yeah.
right?
It's artificially extended, right?
I think so,
yeah.
for sure. I think because, like, it is maybe technically an island, but not certainly inhabitable by as many people as live on it without the levee around it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's usually a good one. But, yeah, and it's unfortunate the season ends early around here. So next December, I'm going to try to get some people together to put a race on in December.
You're going to make, like, your own organization?
Yeah, just in, like, one, like, a one-off race and maybe try to organize with a couple other independent races to, like, start a little, like, late-season series.
Yeah. Hey, cheers. Okay,
cheers, brother. Cheers.
Cheers,
man.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming down.
Cheers.
Sorry it rained.
Cheers.
Whoa. That looks like a very interesting pear.
That's a roasted pear, yeah.
Yeah,
roasted.
Wow.
Been roasted
really?
It was really good.
Underneath the grill.
No kidding.
Underneath the grill.
You just kind of set it on the shovel, like set it underneath.
Yeah,
nice and slow roasted.
That's crazy, right?
Wow.
That part is awesome.
I thought it was a potato.
No, there's another pear there.
You guys got out here, all right?
Yeah, we did. I'm sorry we didn't get for the start because I wanted to like watch you go out.
Yeah.
We were sleeping over to friend's house in Camas last night.
Oh, okay.
So we came here from there. I think we got out like an hour after I expected we would.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. That's a kind of cool little like bike tour around Portland metro area for the weekend.
Yeah, my friend has an apartment out there. It's nice. It's like the kind of apartment I've always wanted, where like you know, you live over a coffee shop or something, and it's right, like right on this like quaint downtown area. So yeah, someday I'll live in Camas.
Right, downtown Camas is actually totally quaint. I mean, minus the paper mill, but everything else is right, pretty stolid.
Everything
stolid,
smells like, of whatever that is, like yeah, paper byproduct.
Yeah, that it's a really noticeable scent.
Thanks for the cheers, brother.
Great job, dude. You did really well.
You were right like there when I was about to like give up. Because I was right by the pit, and I was like, dude, if I take this turn a little wide, I'll be in the pit, and then I can be like, I'm done.
I was standing in the pit entrance like a dumbass, just like, a little bit baked, like,
oh, I should have never been to a crossroads.
All right.
God damn it, I should know way better than that.
I got a camera, it's fine. Right. Don't you see my pass?
But the camera kept you going?
Yeah, well, and just that he was, Terry like, there with the, like, Terry the proper cheer, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, everyone works harder going around this corner. And then it's like, and you get a cheer randomly. But I don't know, Dan got me fired up.
You were riding what nobody else was. You were. Everybody was running that, like, the little...
I only got it once. I could only link it all together once. The last lap, I was so out of every breath.
So I saw it the only time you rode it?
Yep. Did you document this? Is that going to be on your blog?
Oh, yeah.
You guys did great.
The last lap, I was going up that uphill piece and, like, running and totally, like, slipped out. It was on my knees and was, like, crawling up on my knees. Like, I couldn't get enough energy yet to get up on my feet again. It was like, oh, man.
And there's documentation of this?
Only in my head, man. The mind's eye, bro. It's more powerful than any other documentation.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's Aaron. Yeah. This is Brock. These guys
How's
are...
How's it going?
Hey,
Sprocket
nice to meet
Podcast.
You. I'm Dan.
Pleasure to meet you.
I'm Dan.
Ed.
Ned.
We're nice commenting you. On your...
we met before.
Your bagging.
My rain, Connie.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. It's called OptiTech. I wish I was smart enough to make something like this.
Yeah.
That's pro?
Yeah.
That's not you? Like,
it is because it's got the drawstring there. So you got just enough... Like, it doesn't obscure the photograph at all.
No.
But it keeps all the stuff nice.
Yeah. And it looks just a little suggestive.
So much fun.
Just a barely little bit suggestive.
Yeah.
What is he trying to do?
Is he serious? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's serious.
Is he too serious?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in, like, times I would save it, like, the bike would be scrolling out and I'd just get my foot out.
It's going good, man. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for rallying the troops.
Yeah. Well, I saw you were roughing it the whole time.
I'm assuming. Hey,
I mean,
I was hiding.
We're out here.
Yeah, let's get into VC and U's.
Basically, the tent was full.
Yeah.
So I just kept on. Yeah, and the fire was here, so I stood around that.
And fire.
I'm not being an ass.
Needs water.
Fire.
Some
it depends. It depends on how much there is of either one. Like, if there's too much water, you can't have fire. But if there's too much fire, the water goes away. Or fends it off.
But if I left here, fire always wins.
He is the god of fire.
I like the patron saint. I haven't seen the shovel cooking yet.
This Neither have I. No, this is awesome. I want to do this now. I want
to
have
a. He's got a bike light on one of them, so you can like.
Oh really?
Bike light shines around the shovel.
Is that was? I was setting out here, I think.
Okay.
So that would be. You could attach it to the shovel.
Yeah.
You'd have to move it forward.
For like campfires or whatever. At night.
They're getting seasoned.
I don't know how I feel about this. He's getting ass all over it.
Yeah, Forrest has been doing that for a while, just like sticking stuff underneath the fire. Like there's, you know, heat below, heat above.
Yeah, the heat always goes down though.
It's the heavier heat.
Yeah,
that's
what you want.
The better heat is the heavier heat, I think.
And I just never
watched
that.
It's got a nice hole in the downpour. It's actually like.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's standable.
That's cool.
Did you hear the forecast? It was supposed to be like 2 inches of rain this weekend. And
yeah.
I don't think it's happened yet.
No.
Is it Willapa? Willapa Hills up in Washington, like by Aberdeen? They were supposed to get 6 to 10 inches. I can't even imagine that. Like, that would be that'd be like a hurricane or
Everything's
something.
Everything's flooded.
Yeah, yeah.
Zubom tonight if you want to go.
I wish. See, the problem with Zubom is I have a grown-up job where I have to be at work on Monday morning. I just can't justify being. So next time there's like a Monday holiday, I got to file that away and make sure that I go Zubomming. How often do you go?
More, definitely more in the summer.
Yeah.
So this will probably be one of my first nights on the small bike in the wet and leaves. So I'm a little apprehensive and nervous.
Yeah. Do you have your own custom?
Yeah, it's only 20 inch though, so it doesn't really count as a kid's bike.
Okay.
You have to be like 16 or smaller.
Yeah. Like Aaron's.
I'm working my way down.
Yeah. Do you know there's a law about the size of wheels?
No.
Like for a grown-up bike, I think they have to be at least 20 inches wide, like legally. And I don't know that anyone enforces that, but I think it's on the books.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I think
so like a Brompton's illegal.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I got, at least in Oregon.
Yeah.
I got to look into this.
That's interesting.
But wait, how big is a Brompton wheel?
It's like 16 or 17.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those technicalities where, like, maybe nobody cares, but it's never changed.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So some, you know, one of those, you know, rich guys making the penny for things is able to pay off one of the, you know, elected officials.
Like, you must, your wheel must be this big to ride.
Yeah. Totally. That's
like
at
a theme park.
Yeah.
I like that you keep throwing the chain over your shoulder. That's pretty, that's great.
It's not the warmest, but it does help.
Yeah. It's like a scarf.
Especially if you heat the chain up in the fire.
Wait,
first.
So did you, where did you find something like that?
Krista found it somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it pre-painted?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like a costume.
It looks cool though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is it styrofoam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Super light.
The worst material known to man.
It's a non-renewable resource. Once we run out of styrofoam, it's gone. I think I used that term when talking about styrofoam to somebody like a while back, and I meant to say like it was bad for the environment, but I called it a non-renewable resource.
That's awesome.
And my friend was like, yeah, it's really going to suck when that all goes away.
Yeah. Styrofoam mines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey Terry, thank you for saying hi the other day, by the way. Because I feel like I looked over at you and I didn't recognize you.
Oh, dude, we cross paths more often than you think.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you see me all the time?
I mean, you only commute that way when you're going to do the show, right?
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, because you would like go out like towards 205 or something.
Usually I go kind of through town, like around like 33rd, 28th, around that.
So I work two blocks from the Mongers.
Yeah.
And then live on like Killingsworth in Vancouver. Okay. So I'm commuting up there.
Oh, yeah. So you would see me all the time.
Talk to you about the fencing more.
That sounds good. Thanks, KB. So yeah, man, I see you and I'm like, brah!
And I never hear.
Right, exactly. And it's always like, right, and I'm listening to something.
I see this guy too. I'll be driving along in my truck going along, like, Foster, I think, sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the last time I saw you.
Yeah, I usually,
I think this one's
I usually crawl down Foster, like, when I feel confident.
Yeah.
I think more often, like, when it gets dark early and it gets wet and I'm tired. Winter time, I've been doing like more of a kind of back streets commute. But in the summer, when it's light out, I love like just taking the lane in Foster.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because
yeah, totally
there's going to be bike lanes there someday.
Yeah, you got to forge the way. You got to get them ready for them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of curious how that will. I mean, like, you know, like some people say that paint is not enough.
Right.
I think paint's better than nothing. Like separate infrastructure is definitely the best.
Yeah.
But like the paint of a bike lane on Foster is going to make such a change that street.
Yeah, no, I mean, compared to, like, I've been living there for about 4 years now, and when I first got in there, it was a totally different neighborhood. There was only kind of, like, a sense that things were about to change.
Uh-huh, like the first glimmers of artists moving in.
Yeah, it was exactly. The gentrification was in its, like, most...
Right.
Yeah, it was barely noticeable.
Adele is riding on the course with a loaded tour. Oh, yeah, here they come. Here they come. Look out.
Go, Adele, go!
Wow!
I'm glad, yeah.
I was almost in the middle of that.
That would have been crazy.
Man, with the
with the line down, they could have just came right through.
Seriously, like right into the fire?
All right!
Oh, these must be like the super pros.
I think they are.
It's pretty cool when I like stuck it into the mud to get it out. Like, it all...
Oh wait, what's happening with the mud?
Well, I'm building up the edge here. It's catching, the table is catching fire.
Oh, that's no good.
So if you put the mud on it, it kind of reduces that possibility. Amazing.
That makes sense.
Kind of a classic rolled by bike method.
Yeah, I would never would have thought about that. It's a great idea.
Is it just the left side?
It was his idea. Actually, I'm totally bullshitting you. I came up with it's a great idea.
You came up with a good idea, sir. Well done.
Well, it's wet, and we couldn't find any water to actually, like, spray on it.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of
funny,
water
right?
around
there. There's a lot of water, and yet.
The deepest is in there.
I realized maybe I should join the Grilled by Bike crew and just have, like, fire extinguishers.
Fire what?
Extinguishers, like a bunch of, like, canisters.
Yeah. I usually have one in my house.
That's it. Fireman by bike.
Yes.
We got this one.
Yeah, we'll have our real bike guys, and then we'll have our firemen.
You're like the safety
having a designated fireman.
Yeah.
Because then you can take things to a whole different level.
Oh yeah, you could burn like everything.
Yeah.
And still put it all out.
Down with this.
Yeah, then we're going down.
Yeah.
Anyone gives you shit, be like, we got our designated fireman.
Yeah, yeah, we have a fireman here. See, he's got a fireman suit. He's got a fireman hat on.
That's a junior fireman badge. Yeah. Whatever.
It's made of plastic.
Here we go. All right, Terry. This is Aaron from the Sprocket Podcast. I'm interviewing Terry from the Team Beermongers. Terry, so how do you feel you did this evening here?
This evening here, yeah, it was a tough race out there, you know. But I really want to thank God for like all the support that He's given me in my pro career. You know, basically without JC, none of this would be possible, obviously. So, you know, if you want to throw Allah in there, he's also helped out along the way. And, you know, Buddha's pretty cool as well. And, you know, but frankly, you know, no one's going to stop me when I'm out there on the cyclocross course except for myself. So, you know, thanks for asking questions of such an important person.
Sure, sure. So it's been a pretty muddy course here. Do you think mud is something that slows you down or helps you along the way?
I think mud certainly slows you down, but it makes other people look like the fool. So I like, you know, I don't look the fool when it's muddy out. I just slide around in it like a pig in a stall. So, yeah, no, I mean, it makes the race more fun when it's all wild and chaotic like this, for sure. I'm glad you guys were able to come out on a day when it's this chaotic.
This has been pretty fun.
Cool. I'm glad you guys are having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. What would you say is your big takeaway from tonight's race?
Tonight's race, yeah. So, you know, we're training hard. We've got one more race next week, and we'll just get after it again. It'll probably be muddy again, and I just know I need to rest the whole week and not do a darn thing, just commute on my bike and sit on my ass on the couch on the night times.
There it is. Sitting on your ass. That's your secret to success.
That's right. Doing nothing. That's how you win in life. Cheers. You guys fooding up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There might be another potato left for you.
All right. Cool. Yeah. So this is Adele's ride?
This is Adele's ride. Adele takes way better care of her ride than I do.
It looks pretty clean.
Isn't it?
It looks really clean. Like, she was at the bike wash over there. She's like, yeah. You know, that I-5 bridge is kind of a pain in the ass. I thought I would wash it off.
You know, I have a few minions to do my bidding.
I like the down tube shifters as well.
Very heavy. Yeah.
Kind of classic, right?
That's all
right.
I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at you.
I know. I wouldn't know what you're doing.
I know. You're going to
be
like,
I don't know what's out here.
Yeah. Do you have integrated on your ride, on multiple rides?
I integrated.
Shifters, like.
Oh, I thought you were like.
Drifters.
I thought you meant like.
Are you integrated?
I was going to. My friend's integrated. And I was going to be like, yes, man. Beerwalkers is a very diverse group of people. Is this a safe question? Are you asking me as part of like
the Sprocket Podcast? There's no controversy.
I have my favorite bike touring bike. My only bike touring bike is a Salsa.
Good thing it's your favorite.
Vaya.
Is it the Vaya or
no,
the...
No, it is the...
Is that the Warbird?
It's green. Army green. And it was like the... Not the original, but it was like the first time they started making like wider tires.
God, oh, okay.
It's Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the Fargo, and it has bar end shifters, which are good and not good. Because I feel like when I lean it up against somewhere... Like,
you end up shifting.
Oh, well, not only that, it kind of like wears them down. Like they're already they break pretty. They get worn down a lot.
I lost one of the little plastic things that makes it speed.
Oh, really?
But now I have gloves most times that I ride, so I just touch it with the glove as opposed to with my skin.
Right.
Usually it's okay.
I did have a little bike in Boston that had the shifters like up here.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It made me feel super high tech.
I bet.
But then I'm like, oh, where are these? One time, there's this super lame-ass douchebag in, like, Colorado, and he was, like, just, like, we were at some cool place, and he's like, he didn't know it was my bike, but he's like, how can this person tour on down-tube shifters?
Oh, like, lame. And I'm you're like, doing it wrong.
Right,
like,
right.
I pedal, and, like, what do you need? Like, do you need your shifting connected to your brain? Like,
yeah.
What
is he using?
I have no idea. He wasn't on the bike.
He's, like, driving.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was just, like,
coming around during my race and him being like,
Yeah!
And he was like spraying like white gas into his thing, and I'm like, oh man, it's gonna, when I get off this bike, I'm gonna have some fun for sure, man. Like, I almost want to get off now. How's that sound?
You're listening to Open Roads Broadcasting.